Okay. So we're doing the Gemara on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us Tashma Habayz Aliyah Shal Shnayim Shenaflu. Amar Bal Aliyah LeBal Habayz Liv Nos Vein Rotsa Re Bal Aliyah Boyne Habayz V'Yoyishet Bo Ad Sheyitin Lo Yitziyosev Yitziyosev V'Machayv LeBal Habayz Hasara Lo Shma Mino Zenen Abzelo Chaser is Potter. When it says No Raya Shani Hasam De Beisa La Aliyah. Mishtabit. Is the bayis, there's a shibud already, and that shibud requires the balabayis to build the bayis. He doesn't do so. That's why the balaliyah has the upper hand, but there is no right. The Gemara says on the same Gemara, Toshma Rav Yehuda Omer, Av ze hadar bechotzer chaver, shomidat tzarech lalos lo schar. Shma mino ze nenev ze lo chaser chayv. On the contrary, the bal ha'aliyah has to pay schar, meaning he gets paid for what he built, but he can deduct the rental value gets deducted. So you see, zenen evzelo chaser is chayv according to Rav Yehuda. So here the Gemara says shani hasam mishum shirusa di ishaisa. So this case is different because it's not a case zenen evzelo chaser; it's a case zenen evzeh chaser because of the blackening of the walls. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's another Gemara I forgot to put in your Mamakomas, but I put Tosas, let's see this Gemara as well. So the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph tells us how Hu Gavra Debana Apadana Akilkasa Diyasme. So what's a Apadana?
Mansion.
A big mansion. He builds a big mansion on Kilkasa. What is that?
Trash.
He has some kind of trash area, Ashba of the Yasimim. So Agbe Rav Nachman La Apadana Mine. So Rav Nachman required the builder to go ahead and pay what? To pay the whole value of the mansion, rent money to the Yisom. So Gemara says, no, not so fast. Initially, it's these Karmanoi. These folks used to rent this bad property from the Yisomim. Is to pay a small amount of money. So Amale, so the Rav Nachman said Zilfai Sinil Yaso. He said, give the Yisom some money, some rental money. Velo Ashkach, and he didn't pay. Agbe Rav Nachman Padene Mine, and that's why Rav Nachman seized the mansion to give over to the Yisom. Okay, so these are two Gemaras. These two Gemaras have to be read in tandem, go hand in hand. And if you take a look at Tosis over here on top, Tosis Divmasli Yave has argues the following. Umachmas came because it's really a case of zen and of zeh chaser, because this was a piece of property. This ashpa was a piece of property that was kaima la agra. It was a rentable parcel. So therefore, machmas came chayv l'shalem mashenenes. Afa pishol chiser kol kach. Even though the chiser to the son was nominal, was a small amount, because how much are you going to get paid for these karmanim? How much were they paying? Nevertheless, there's a chiv. There is a chisaron, and once there's a chisaron, then you have to pay mashenene. The chemucha kula shmaitin, and this is mashma from the entire sugya. Kedarmina le'el mishum shichurusa de ishaisa, as we find in our Gemara, and the shita of Tosis is what we call megalgalin alav esakol. Meaning, even though there's only a small what?
Loss.
There's a small loss. The chiv to pay is not for the loss, but rather for the rent. And Megalgan of Zachol, that is the position of the Baliatos. If you take a look in the back of the Gemara, is at the Nemuke Yosef, Testament Aleph, on the Dapi Arif, you'll find that the Ramah, Rabbeinu Meir Halevi, who was a Rebbe of the Ritva, one of the Rishonim, one of the Chachmei Svarat, so he disagrees, he takes a different position, and I think, at least it becomes clear, the way he's learning the Gemara is going to be very different than the way Tosas learns the Gemara. Let's take a look at this Rama. So the Rama writes as follows. Again, I'm on Daf Testament. I'm going to do it inside. The Kosav HaRama Zal, the Hilkasa Karava, Amar Rav Schor on the prior circuit, Amar Mar Barav Ashi Kavase, Hilkaka Filo Lokam Ishtamesh Ba, Balakarka Ela Betivna Betsive, Chayav Hadar L'Shalim L'Ba'alav Kishir Ma Shehifsida. Is that even if you're using whatever you're using the property for, but how much do you have to pay? You have to pay the shear of the loss. For example, Mashiv Shidu Bishachrus HaKoislin. the amount of the blackening of the walls. Aval tfei lo, but you don't have to pay any more than that. And then he writes, kidemashma besamuch b'hai uvda diyasme. Notice what the Ramah is doing. Is Ramah learning the sugya of Yasme like Tosas or not like Tosas? According to Tosas, what did Rav Nachman make him pay? The full amount of the rent, even though how much were they losing out? A much smaller amount. And Tosas says, that's pshat in the Gemara, that proves my position, that what? That the Mechayev is not for the loss, but rather for the Hano'ah, as proved by the case of Yisomim. The Ramah is learning exactly the opposite. The payment is for the loss, as proved by which Gemara? The Gemara of Yisomim. Kedemash v'sabahai uvdi diyasmin. Dichiheche deme ikara, have a faisal bedavram. What? Hachanami chivu Rav Nachman ahu gavra, debona apadena. What did Rav Nachman say you have to pay? He said, zil paisinu liyasme. What does paisinu mean? Appease. How do you appease them? Give them a little bit. Zil ve'afa pi. Shanoas apadena maruba, yasme lo bani la, v'lo pari ha-hotso. They didn't pay the hotzos, they didn't build that. And therefore, my ichpas luba nasa shel zeh. Came do mipste midei. All they lost a little bit, how much? The amount, the yavulu kadmonoi. The amount that would be have been paid in rent for of the kadmonoi. And therefore, zenen of zeh eno chasehu, Hachanami came to call my demasidle. So too, in the sugya of Shechrirusa, the only loss was Hainu Shechrirusa de Ishisa. So therefore, Parale Mishum de Hashta, Leka to Elbidi Rasa Mishum Shi'ia, Shati Ola Kenegada Hefse, and Shechrirusa Mikom Mok, and Mukula Telo, Yoti Masha Ola, also Hefse, Ze Das Harama. In other words, how did Ramah learn the sugya of Yesomim? How much would Rav Nachman really wanted them to pay? A little bit. And how much do they actually pay? So Gemara says, Lo Ashkech Bey. Did this builder of the mansion, did he listen to the Pesach of Rav Nachman? No. So then Rav Nachman said, you don't listen? You don't listen? You want to get off easy? So what am I going to do to you? Pay the whole thing. But that's not Mikra Din. Rav Nachman's not saying you pay the whole thing Mikra Din. He's saying pay on like a knas. I'm going to go and slap you with the knas if you don't pay what I told you to pay. So the way the Ramah learns that Gemara is, you don't pay for the full amount of the rent, you pay for the hefseh. And if that's the case over there, what does our Gemara say? How much are you paying for? In the case of Shechrirusa, for the blackening of the walls, how much does it say you have to pay? It doesn't say. So he's saying, it doesn't say. It says that it's called Zenen of Zechoser because it's Shechrirusa, but how much do you have to pay? So says Ramah, you pay for the loss. Zed das harama. And then he says, the Rosh and the Ritva says, Afagad lo machasla el bedavar muat, mishalmo kol ma shehanho. Vechein da'atam gaba yasme. De besamach mistai mehadamin begal of sakol, kedemash tok asugi de gemara, mishum shechrusa, shechisar muat, nevertheless, megalgalin olav es hakol. So the fundamental machlokas, harishon, rov rishon, mechlin bale atos against the Rama, do you pay for the loss? Or do you pay for the entire Hano? If I were to ask you, what is the simple hezber of that machlekes? What would you tell me? Again, something that we've been seeing over and over again, the original Chakira, is what is the, in a case of Zenene, v'zeh choser, are you paying betoras mazik? Or are you paying betoras Mamonik Abacha, I got a Hano over here. What are you paying for? So what's the Ramah's position? What are you paying for? You're a Mazik. You're a Mazik. So you're a Mazik, you pay for the amount that you're a Mazik. And that's the position of the Ramah. What does Tosis maintain? Tosis says no. No, you're not paying Betoras Mazik, you're paying Betoras Mashanenis. And therefore you got a certain amount of Hano. That means that this fellow's property is by you, so to speak, Mamoni Gabach, and that you have to pay for. Now, this machlokas, Tosin Ramah, Lefianiz Daiti, is a machlokas Lashitas. And I want to show you the other machlokas. I'm skipping to Bays now in the Mar Makomos. You didn't get to it yet, but it's quick and easy, and it fits the matter of what we're talking about. So let's go quickly to Bays, and then we'll come back to the sugya of the Rashba. So if you look at Bays, if you look at the Gemara that we got this whole sugya started with. So the Gemara is in the Shach of the Tzai of Zen Enev Zelo Chase. How many possible scenarios are there? Tell me that's a Tutsim Chazar. Zenene v'zechoser. Do you have to pay? You have to pay. The Gemara is explicit. Zenene v'zechoser. What about a case of zelonene v'zelochoser? What's the din? You don't have to pay. You don't have to pay. The Gemara is explicit. What's the din in zenene v'zelochoser? That's the whole discussion of the Gemara. There's one case that the Gemara does not address. And that's a case of ze lo nene v'ze choser. Meaning, you have a piece of property that is kaima le'igra. It's a rental piece of property. But I don't need it. I got plenty of places to go. So it's ze lo nene v'ze what? Choser. So that's discussed. If you look at Tosis, Dav Chof Med Aleph, Tosis discusses this case. So Dira Masla Ze Ein Nene, Vize Ein Chaser. Okay? And he says, Afilu Bechotzer De Kaima Le'igra. If you have a Chotzer that's Kaima Le'igra, rentable property, Vigavra De Lo Ovid Le'megar. But I don't need this property. I have plenty of free places to go. So I don't need it. So that's a case of ze choser ze lo nene. So says Tosis, in such a case, havi motzi lemeimar de potter. In my opinion, the din is potter. Why? Kevon shelo nene. If I didn't get hana, I don't have to pay. But you caused damage. He says, "Afilu girsho chaver mi besa." If I kicked you out of your house, you're in your house, and I kicked you out, and v'noal delas pefanav, and I lock you out of your own house. So, did you lose? Did you lose? The owner of the house, did he lose? Yeah, he lost. But are you chayav to pay as a mazik? Says Taisis, Ein ze ela grama ba'al. I'm indirectly causing loss. Now he's got to go rent another place because that's called grama. Schai b'dei shamayim, not chai b'dei adam. But the bottom line is, what is Tosis pasuk in a case of ze lo nene v'ze chaser? So you don't have to pay because, as far as the nezek is concerned, it's a grama. As far as the hana is concerned, there's no hana. And it sounds like, in other words, what Tos is saying with Shita say is the Mechayiv is hana, not Hezek. You're a gram on the Hezek. There is no hana, and therefore you don't have to pay. Now take a look, if you will, back to the Nemukah Yosef. And if you look at the Nemukah Yosef, on Dav Ches Amid Beis in the Dape Harif, and if you find the paragraph that begins, V'chotzer dekaima la'agra. Does anyone see it? V'chotzer dekaima la'agra. V'gavra delo ovid lemegar. So that's our case that Tos is talking about. It's a case of ze lo nene v'ze choser. So he's kiru v'koz ba'alei Tos. Pasur hu, shu potter. That's potter. It's similar to mevatel kiso shel chavero, o ki ach deke lechare bandar nashem pturim. And then he quotes the ra'ah. The ha-ra'ah zal kosav shekol ha-ga'oinim pe'echad omrim shuchayev v'chein das rabo zal v'lo dami lo mevatel kiso da'hosam grama ba'alma aval kan Bidarba ve'ochal peirosav bevadai you're going to be docha perosa chayav bevada teda. Shilu adam ocha peros chaver chayav apa pishalo nene klal miu ilu lo darba elos. Okay, shesoga kolashana potter etc. In other words, this is not a case of grumma, because why can't he be in his own house? Because I'm living there. Because I'm there in the house. If I'm there in the house and that's preventing you from living in the house, I'm being mazik you. And if I'm being mazik you, do you have to pay?
Yes.
You have to pay. Am I getting any hana?
No.
Not really, because I have other place to live. So says the Ra'ah that you have to pay in such a case. So this is a fundamental machlokes in the one lacuna of the Gemara of ze lo nene v'ze chaser. Tosis l'shitas says you don't have to pay because mechayv is hana'ah. And according to the Ra'ah, you have to pay because mechayv is being a mazik. You're a mazik. And that's called when you're going ahead and benefiting. You're not benefiting, but you're benefiting at his expense because now he can't live there. You're mazik him and you have to pay for the hezik. So those are l'shitas. Okay, there's one last sugya that is relevant to this discussion, and that is on top Tes Zayin Amid Aleph. Let's take a look at that. And a very important Rashba. So the Gemara here discusses a case as follows. Hatokef Tes Zayin, I'm sorry, Sari Zayin. I'm still a shtickle. My whole body is aching. It's like aching. My hernia is acting up like crazy, Baruch Hashem. And I got backaches, and I've, Baruch Hashem. One day I will have the guts to, I should take her up on it. I can't. I don't think I can even, I can barely walk. Itmar. Hatoykev sfinas ha-shal chaver. So a person seizes a sfin of another. V'asa b'malach. And he used the boat. He starts taking people on trips. So Omar Rav. Ratza schara notel, ratza pichsa notel. So the Baal HaSvina can either collect the damage to the Svina or the rental of the Svina, which everyone is higher. Ushmol Amar eno notel pichsa. He only can collect the depreciation. And Amar Papa lo pligi, hoda avida la agra. If the Svina is rentable, then that's Rav Shita. And Hadalo Avidala Agra, and that would be Shmuel's position. And then the Gemara says, Ibais Ema Hava Hada Avidala Agra. Both cases, we're talking about a Svina that is a rental Svina. And Hada Nakisla Daitida Agra. And if the Gazlan took it, was taking it with an intention to give it back, just kind of renting it, so then that's Rav's position. So now the Baal HaBayis can get the benefit of the rent if that's higher. And Shmuel says, no. Hadenachis le adaita de gazlanusa. No, he took it to steal. And if he took it to steal, then mishalan kshas hagzela. You don't pay rent. You pay only, you pay the pchas. The depreciation is what you pay. Okay, that is the Gemara. Good? Now, I want to take a look at the Rashba. Do you have the Rashba? I'll give you the Rashba. Okay, so how many saw the Rashba?
Partially.
Okay, so the Rashba ties this case of Svina into our sugya, and there are a couple of interesting chidushim in the Rashba that I just want to bring out. So the Rashba writes as follows. You have it inside here? Yeah. Okay. Amara papa velo pligi. Hada kaima la agra, hada lo kaima la agra. So kaima la agra, if the Baal HaSvina would do what with the boat, he would use it for rental, then no tel schara. Lo kaima la agra, no tel pichsa. Ve'af al gav. Now he's asking a kash. Ve'af al gav de kaima la, and we pass in la halacha at the end of the sugya. Bidar bechotzer chavero shalomi daito. Bidalo kaima la agra, in the case of Zenen avil zelo chaser ain sarich lahalos lo schar. That what? You don't have to pay. Well, if you don't have to pay, then why over here does Rav say you do have to pay? So, two answers. Chasam, who mishum da amrinan besa amusve misva. Aval hacha leka lemeimar hachi to adaraba Ika pichsa disfinasa. So answer number one is there's a chiluk between what and what? House and boat. What's the chiluk? So in a case of a house, true. When I dwell in your house, am I causing some kind of diminution in value? I am. But at the end of the day, am I also giving the Baal HaBayit a benefit? Yes, I am. What benefit am I giving him?
So demons.
So we can talk demons. Or we can talk practically. When someone's in the house, the robbers don't come in because someone's dwelling in the house. It stays cleaner. The average kind of, it actually helps the home. If a house is abandoned, it's bad for the home. So there's, at the end of the day, there's a quid pro quo. There is a trade-off. Yes, I'm getting a hana, but I'm also benefiting at the end of the day the Baal HaBayit, and therefore that balances off, and that's true when it comes to a bias. But when it comes to a Sfina, so that trade-off is not an equal trade-off. That trade-off is going to tilt in whose advantage? An advantage of the Caesar. An advantage of the Tokev. Why? Because the damage that he can cause, the depreciation, is going to definitely go ahead and outweigh. And therefore, the chiluk between the two sugyas is a chiluk that is based on real estate versus Sfina. Okay? A technical chiluk. Second answer. Inami. Dahacha shiny. Detokva balkorchak shel Sfina. Vafilu bechotzer. Mistabra b'shetoka v'nichnas b'al korcha shel b'aylim chayav lahalos lahen schar. Second answer. What's the chiluk between the Sfina case and the bayis case? So in the Sfina case, what's the verb that gets the sugya started? Hatokev. In the case of the bayis case, what's the verb that gets it started? Hadar. So what's the difference? What's the difference? So in the case of Svina, the Tokef, he's acting with aggression. There's an aggressive act. There's an act of seizure. In the case of Hadar B'chatzer Chavero, it's more nonchalant. He's living there. He's living there. Is he taking it over? It's not hatoykev, chatzer chavero. It's hadar. He's living there. So comes on Noah Bekhoff, and Noah Bekhoff likes to express himself facially, and he says, "Come on." That's what he's saying, basically. What's pshat? You want to ask your question with words instead of...
I was going to say something farther. I don't know that. I was going to say that everything is really just Zela. But that's not really what we're talking about right now.
Okay. So he's arguing, number one, Hadar B'chatz Chavero is Hatekev. Okay. But let's... Which is a fair comment, but... And maybe we'll have what to say later on that point. But the Rashba is focusing on these two verbs. Hatokev v'hadar. One implies aggression, and the other implies one's a hostile takeover, and one's a friendly takeover. So says Noah, yeah, but a takeover is a takeover. A takeover is a takeover. So the Rashba says friendly is different than hostile. So I'm asking the question, well, what's pshat? What's the Rashba say? Well, what's the lumdus of the Rashba? So what? The bottom line is, Zenene vize lo chaser. Yeah.
One doesn't intend to give it back. Well, the Hadar probably plans on getting it back at some point. When you see that you're trying to take it.
Yeah!
Taking versus receiving time out.
Taking
versus.
Yeah!
Oh,
maybe the fact that the case of Hadar v'chatzer chaveiro, the low chaser, is it makes more sense there because he didn't know about it. Like, he didn't know that that thing is being used, so he wouldn't have known about it. Like, the month where went by, low chaser, but the fact when the other guy is aggressively doing it, that's got to be a chaser.
Okay, I think that's a shot. In other words, hatokef is by definition chaser. Meaning, if you're doing something against my will, the imagery is like hatokef. I'm seizing it from you. I'm bullying you into seizing it. Now you're right. At the end of the day, it's not gonna get damaged, and it's zen and vizelo chaser. So I think what the Rashba is saying is that if it's a tkifa, if it's an attack, an aggressive seizure, that is by definition a chaser. And in fact, where did he get this idea from? He got this idea from a Gemara, I think, that you haven't seen yet. I mean, he saw it in the keys. But when you get to the next Gemara of Me'ila, the Gemara speaks about the Shechina always knows. There's a difference, as Eitan said very well. If I don't know about it, then you could speak about Zelo Chaser. But if in front of my face, you go in and take my stuff, and I don't want you to take it, that's inherently chaser. And therefore, that's called zen enev zeh chaser. Masha ein kein, in the case of the bias, and ein echanami. If I was there and say, get out of my house, and you ignore me, and you just like, get out of here, you little whatever, get out of here, leave me alone, and then ein echanami. That would be chaser. The chiluk is between a with a dar when I don't know about it, and then that's called zen and of zelochas. Okay, now.
Can we say that the case of the bias is just very small loss? The case of the
bow
is clear.
Well, let's go on. That's the next point of the Rashba. So now the Rashba adds the following kash. The adara ikala medak kevan di ikap chas kol shehu. But now, in light of our sugya, once you do say there's a pchas on the boat, so amai enem ashan kol aschar, the kol shitzarek liten kol shemachavim also bakol kedar minim perketzar regel, the kol the ikas shicharusa di shisa malaschar sholeh vechem bekil kilsa di yasme kemoshikas safti shom v'amoshlem balanafas menafas kula. In other words, once now I don't stand Shmuel's position. What did Shmuel say? You have to only pay the what? The pchas. But if you're telling me that we hold like the Bali Atosis, that Megalgalin Olav Es HaKol, and says the Rashba, that's the clear pshat in the case of Shichrirusa. And that's the clear pshat in the case of Yasme, that when there's a small damage, you still have to pay for what? For the whole damage. So he says, how can you say over here any different? So over here, I don't understand the sheet of Shmuel. It says he paid for the pchas, not only the pchas. What do you mean? Once there's a pchas, you have to pay for the entire schar. The Yeshlomar, the Enachanami. Ela dehocha, Bishop Pichsa, yes, Ral Schara. You're right. And here it's in the case of the Pchas is greater than the Schara. Yeah, but what do you mean? Valesa. Damar Shmuel, Ainli Ela Pichsa. Good, you can give that answer maybe for Rav. But you cannot give that answer for Shmuel. And even Rav would say the Pichsa is greater, fine. But according to, if the Pichsa is less, Shmuel says you only pay for the Pchas, in the Chanami. Rav would say, if you have a Pchas, he pays still for the Schar, if it's more. But according to Shmuel, what are you going to say? So now the Rashba says something very, very cryptic. V'yesh lomar, sheyesh l'chalek, ben karka l'metal. So you know what the chiluk is? Svina is metaltalin. And when you're talking about metaltalin, you have one din. And our sugya is talking about karma. Now I have a question, which we should have asked a week and a half ago. How did this sugya all get started? Well, it got started with a sugya, a mishnah, where the mishnah says "Meshale Mashe Nenis," and you have a para that eats peros. Meshale Mashe Nenis. Are peros metaltalin or karka? Peros or metaltalin? Metaltalin. Peros. 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 And then all of a sudden, the Gemara jumped into a topic of Hadar Bechotzer Chavero, Zenene Bezelo. Why, in the context of the discussion, Zenene Bezelo Chotzer, is the Gemara talking about real estate and not talking about metal? So apparently, this is what the Rashba is saying. There's a fundamental difference in metaltalin and karka. Because when you're talking about metaltalin, there's another word we use for taking metaltalin against the rutzon of the owner. It's called gzela. And there's a whole set of rules when it comes to gzela. And you know what those rules are? You have a chiv hashava. You have to give it back. And if it got ruined, then what do you have to pay? You pay mishas hagzela. Let's say I steal a property, a metaltalin, that has some kind of rental usage. Do I have to pay for the lost rent of the balabais?
No.
The answer is no. I don't. Why not? The din is because I only pay mishas ha-gzela. But my question is, why is that the din? Why? So the answer is, because when I steal something, I have kinyane gzela. It's not my mine, but it is quasi-mine. It's bershusi. I have kinyane gzela. I have to give it back. And if it gets damaged, I have to pay back. Mishas hagzela, but I don't pay for skius. I don't pay for skius. That's true when it comes to that which can be stolen. What's the definition of stealing? What's the definition of stealing?
Taking your friend's thing.
Is what? Is taking it out of one rishus and moving it into your rishus. Can you steal real estate?
No.
No. B'mitzius. Karka ain't a nigzelis. Why? Because it's not movable. It cannot be transferred into another reshus. So the whole sugya of zenene v'zelo chaser presumes non-gzela. There's no gzela. Once there's no gzela, there's no kinyan gzela. So do I have to pay rent? Then I have to pay rent because I'm not a goslin, and now I'm sitting on his property. Now the silo, do I pay rent? Comes on the Rashba. And the Rashba says, you know what the difference is between these two sugyas? The reason that Shmuel can say you pay for pchas and not for the schirus is because we're in the parsha of gzela now. We're not in the parsha of schirus. And that's the difference between what? Between what he says is Yeshachar ben Karkala Metatlan. When it comes to Metatlan, it's Gzela. When it comes to Gzela, so what do you pay? You pay for the Pchas. You pay, you know, but you don't pay for the skews. It's Kinyan Gzela. Masha ain't came when it comes to Kark. So this comment is made over here by one of the Achronim on the Rambam, the Shar HaMelech. And then the Shar HaMelech points out that is this distinction seemingly against Tosas and Ksus. You remember Tosin Suvis? Sure you do. Tachav Truma betoch. So what did Tosas over there say? Tosas, not by us. Tosas over there is what? Is why do you have to? What did Tosas say? Remind me. Is there a chisar on there? There's a chisar. Where is the chisaron? Because what? Because was it worth something? It was worth something. How much?
Very little.
A little bit. It's nemesis, it's gross, but it's worth something. And now that it's worth something, what did Tosas say? Remind me, I have it on the sheet. Ooh. Tosas says, Kaven sheshavin kolshu az mechayvin ba kol. Tosas ashitase. Once it's worth a little bit, so how much now do you have to pay?
Everything.
You have to pay for everything. Mishum darmalei at grantly a kefi aser mechayv kol ano or mishum shichrusa mechayv kuli ama ba kol. Rabosai. Tosas and ksubis. What are we talking about? Metatul. If you're talking metatlin, you're in the parsha of Gzela or in the parsha of, what did the Rashba say if you're in the parsha of Gzela? How much you have to pay? The gagal of it's not kol, it's just the pchas. You only pay the pchas. So how much should you have to pay? Just the kolshu. Just the mashu. What a toast do you have to pay? You have to pay the gagal of kol. So l'chora, this Rashba makes a split is against this Tosfos. Is that clear? So my Rebbe, Rav Yonasan Sacks, thought not against. Not against. It's not against the Rashba. Why? Because it's not about metatlin versus real estate. It's about Kinyone Gzela. It's about, are you the goslin or not? Rabosai, is the person who's getting the food stuffed down his throat, is he called the goslin?
No.
He's not the goslin. Is he getting hana?
Not yet.
Yes, he's getting hana. He's getting hana, but he's not called the goslin. Who's the real goslin?
The
guy who stuffed it down. So does the ochel have Kinyone Gzela? He doesn't have a kinyan gzela. So all he has is a hana. How much hana? A small hana. But once he's getting hana, then what is Tosas Shita? It's not about metatlin versus karka. It's about being a gazla. If you're a gazla, then you only pay pchas. In the case of Tochev Espinos HaChavero, you're the gazla. So you pay the pchas. You pay only the pchas. But in the case of Ochel Truma, the other guy is the gazlan. And therefore, your role is only as a nena. You're still in the parsha then of zenene, v'zeh lo chaser, or chaser a little bit. And now that he's chaser a little bit, what's the din? Megalgan olav es kol. So indeed, you can reconcile that tosis with Rashba. We will stop here. We'll start something new. Mirtzah Shem tomorrow. Thank you.